Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The 2017-2018 high school sports season is starting to wind down. The state track meet takes place this weekend for the boys down at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. And last week at the Knoxville sectional, Cameron Garisher, he's a junior for Rock Ridge. He had a good night advancing in not one but two events, in the shot put and the discus. Cameron, congratulations. How exciting is that? The first time you've qualified for state and you're going down there in two events has to be pretty thrilling.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about it.
Tell us about your performances last Friday. First up in the discus, I think your toss, 141 feet? Just a little bit about your performance there.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that just because I haven't really thrown that well all season, and then at sectionals to be able to toss one out that far, I was pretty happy with that.
You look at the shot put, I think your distance there, 47.9. You finish second in the shot, you win the discus, but what about your measurement in the shot, and what kind of were you expecting going in last week?
I was kind of expecting this for around 46, just around 46 feet. So when my warm-ups were happening, I was throwing a little farther than that, so I got pretty excited. And then when the first throw came around and threw 47.9, I was pretty happy.
Well, and now you head to state, and the preliminaries are Thursday. You've never competed, at least down there. What are your kind of expectations and emotions to compete against some of the state's best this week?
One of my goals is to make it to finals on Saturday. I think I can do that and be pretty excited to make it to Saturday.
And you look at your season in the shot and discus. And I know technique is such a big issue. We talk about strength. That's a big issue. But what's the can you kind of explain to our listening audience the balance between strength and technique and how they both have to work together for a kid to get from the sectionals to the state finals, I guess, if you know what I mean?
Well, with shot put, you have to be, you have to have a pretty good, balance of being strong, and you have to be really explosive. That's the big key. It's like when you first start off, it's just be really explosive with your throw.
And as far as the discus is concerned?
Discus, you want to be more calm. And you don't want to be super hyped up. Like for shot put, you want to be kind of hyped, but disc, you just want to stay pretty calm.
Well, in getting set for Thursday and getting the opportunity to be down at the state track meet as a participant, you know, just in terms of competing against the best. I mean, that's the neat thing. You're going against the best of the best. What about that?
Yeah, that's kind of nerve-wracking. Well, it's kind of nerve-wracking, I guess, just because, all season, you don't really compete against, super, super good kids. And then when you go down to state and you see kids just keep, launching throws out there, that can be very, nerve-wracking, I guess.
And just as far as, your career in the shot and discus, I mean, is this something that you really had your eye on and said, hey, I want to do this? Or was it a situation where, Coach Henry says, hey, Garrister, I think shot and discus is your thing, and I think you can succeed at it. So a little bit about your involvement in, how you accepted the role of being the shot and discus guy at Rock Ridge. Apparently it works well for you.
Yeah, I didn't start throwing the shot put until this year, and I threw discus last year. That was kind of the first year I kind of did it. And then shot put, I didn't start throwing it until this year.
Well, that's pretty amazing. So basically you're at this for 2 years and you're going to state in two different events. So we'll be following Cameron Garisher this week down at the state track meet. Cameron, nice going, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.